With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump addressing a Bitcoin conference today in Nashville. Mr. Trump embraced the digital currency in recent years and says he will promote the use of Bitcoin in the United States.
I'm laying out my plan to ensure that the United States will be the crypto capital of the planet and the Bitcoin superpower of the world, and we'll get it done. If crypto is going to define the future, I want to be mined, minted, and made in the USA. It's going to be. It's not going to be made anywhere else.
Mr. Trump taking his campaign this evening back to Minnesota, a state that has favored Democrats in the past. But the former president thinks it could well be within his reach this year. He is holding a rally there in St. Cloud tonight, along with running mate J.D. Vance. Also at SRNnews.com, Israel says a rocket strike at a soccer field has killed at least 11 children and teenagers. That in a town in the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights. We have more on the story from BBC's Barbara Platt.
This is the deadliest strike in the north of the country since cross-border exchanges escalated last October. And it had particularly tragic results. Most of the victims appear to be children and teenagers who were playing football. The attack followed an Israeli strike on Lebanon that killed four militants. Hezbollah fired rockets in response to that, but told the BBC it had nothing to do with the one that hit Majd al-Shams.
Three Russian warships have arrived in Cuban waters, Moscow's second such maritime voyage in as many months, a reflection of deepening ties between Moscow and Havana. This is SRN News. In Tennessee, a school district pays a big settlement.
The Shelby County School Board of Education said no when the Satanic Temple sought to hold an after-school Satan Club in the local elementary schools. The temple took the board to court, and now Shelby County has decided to settle. The penalty is a $15,000 charge for legal fees, and the board will allow the Satanic Temple to set up its club. The Satanists are calling the settlement, quote, a victory for the First Amendment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Faced with declining membership and aging buildings, many churches closing their doors, but some congregations using their land in ways to reflect their faith. Some are repurposing the property to provide affordable housing as the crisis intensifies across parts of the country. One Presbyterian church in Virginia sold its historic stone building. It's now a six-story complex with more than 100 apartments. This is SRN News. An embarrassing major mistake in the Paris Olympics.
Olympic organizers have said they are deeply sorry for introducing South Korea's athletes as North Korea during the opening ceremony of the Paris Games, as the North Korean athletes waved their nation's flag on a boat floating down the Seine River on Friday evening. They were announced in both French and English as the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. South Korea is the Republic of Korea, the IOC says in a post on X in Korean. We deeply apologize for the mistake that occurred when introducing the Korean team during the opening ceremony broadcast. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, bridges along the Seine River are opening up. Police barricades are being taken down in Paris after the opening ceremony for the games. But for many locals in Paris, they say they continue struggling and just trying to get around the city. More details at SRNnews.com.